The Government Accountability Board paid a consultant around $1 million to develop the site. A handful of campaigns started testing it last year, but this is the first full year it's been in place. Racine Democratic Representative Corey Mason says that where he and his treasurer used to spend between 10 and 20 hours filing campaign finance reports, they now spend closer to 120. Mason says the trouble with the site is that it tried to do too much.
It tried to be a good search engine for the public. It tried to be a good input mechanism for people reporting, and it tried to be a robust system for the staff. And I think its conceit is that it tried to do all of those things and wound up not doing any of them particularly well.
The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign keeps its own campaign finance database for the public. Director Mike McCabe says it takes longer to get that information out with the state's new computer system.
Even more troubling than that, in my view, is the fact that the data on the system cannot be completely trusted.
McCabe cited several examples where campaign finance figures on the state's website did not add up or did not match paper reports. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says his agency should have waited longer to unveil the site, although he said many of the problems that candidates ran into for their February reports were fixed by the time they had to file in July. But Kennedy told lawmakers the board would work to improve the site.
We don't have a short way to go. We've got a long way to go, and we're committed to try and make that work.
Even so, Representative Mason said he'd introduce legislation to let candidates file their reports under the old system that existed before this new website. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.